Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jason Kritz.
Jason, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
It is good to talk with you. The National Day of Prayer is coming up on Thursday. Tell me about it this year.
Well, this year we're going to be at Riverside Park. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at the amphitheater. And for people that don't know that, that's the second entranceway into Riverside Park, just past the playground.
Okay.
And we're going to have a time of prayer at 12 o'clock noon. That's for the National Day of Prayer nationally. They want everybody to pray at noon. But if you can't be there at 12 noon, we're going to have it again at 6:30 for those that have to work. So they'll get to pray that day, whether they're working or not.
And that's really good to be able to have two times, because a lot of folks can't get out at lunchtime, but they might be able to later in the day. What are the prayer emphases?
We have learned, going through the National Day of Prayer and in the task force that Monica's involved with, there's seven areas that we need to pray for.
Okay.
And those are government, military, media, business, education, the church, and the family. So each one of those carries weight in a nation,
right,
and we need to pray for those. We all need prayer for everything that we do, and
sure,
Thursday we'll pray for all those seven. Leading up to that, we've had some things going on at the park where we've had days of repentance, praying for each one of those individually, but then Thursday we'll pray for the whole group of the seven of those that I just mentioned there.
Now, the days of repentance, is there a time on Wednesday, or does that folks could come for that as well?
On Wednesday, again at 12.
Okay.
So there's one more day of repentance before the National Day of Prayer Thursday that people can come out to Riverside Park at the same place.
Well, that's really wonderful. It's a great opportunity to think about people all over the country doing this at the same time.
Right, yeah. It's every county and every state. The interesting thing about it is we can pray for our towns, our communities, our state, our nation. Everybody's involved.
Right. And, of course, this is the Mitchell County observance. It just happens to be being held at Spruce Pine. Anybody from anywhere is welcome.
Correct. Yes, anybody can come and pray.
Well, that's really great. So, again, it's going to be at noon and at 6:30?
Correct.
And that's on Thursday?
Yes.
Well, we look forward to that day, and thank you for your leadership and Monica's leadership in this and the task force for putting it together. It's a wonderful thing, and I appreciate you taking a minute to talk to us about it.
Oh, it's been great. We're looking forward to it, and we're hoping to have a big turnout this year.
Again, for the observance of the National Day of Prayer being held in Mitchell County and open to anyone and everyone who would like to come, the Day of Repentance will be tomorrow, Wednesday at noon, Riverside Park Amphitheater, and then on the National Day of Prayer, they'll be at the Riverside Park Amphitheater at noon and again at 6:30. You can come both times or just whichever one fits your schedule best, but do come and be a part of it. Thank you to our guest today, Jason Kritz, who is pastor at the Crabtree Chapel Baptist Church. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.